We're coming up on the 4th of July this weekend with the annual Boston Pops concerts and choreographed fireworks. Boston Celebration is going on as planned, thanks to sponsors. But all across the state, cash-strapped cities and towns are struggling to pay for July 4th celebrations. The Boston Globe reports the city of New Bedford is delaying its celebration till the end of summer in hopes that private donors will step forward to pay for it. The town of Ipswich canceled live music and fireworks this year. WBUR's Kurt Nickisch this morning tells us how one community in the Merrimack Valley has been able to hold on to its tradition.
You can see how wealthy Lowell used to be in the Grand City Hall, built during fat times as a textile manufacturing center. But times got pretty thin for this mill town, and this latest recession has brought foreclosures and layoffs to Lowell, followed by cuts in state aid to cities and towns.
Well, because of the budget constraints, we could not fund the fireworks this year.
Mayor Bud Caulfield couldn't justify the $45,000 price tag.
We have laid off 48 employees. Had we had the fireworks, we would have had to lay off 49 employees. And it just morally wouldn't be right to do that.
But it also didn't seem right not to celebrate America's birthday, at least to Rich Bolton, who runs the Lowell Cooperative Bank. He doesn't blame the mayor. In fact, the bank's bottom line is not where he wants it to be either. Bolton says some local construction companies went out of business recently and defaulted on their loans.
The $45,000, I wish I was a big enough bank that I could write the whole check and just make it happen, because that's the way I felt at the time.
Bolton knew that this city, with so many people out of work, was going to miss the fireworks event. The bank's loan officer, Ziggy Burns, says many of his clients can't afford even a modest vacation. The 4th of July celebration is their time to let loose a little.
A lot of people in the city, that's their summer.
So Bolton, the bank CEO, did some quick math. The number of banks around town, the number of big businesses, and he made out a check for $5,000 and gave it to the mayor.
Well, I'll tell you my exact words about Caulfield. I said, hopefully that's enough money to get things going. We're the smallest bank in town, okay? Everybody else should give more. And I said, that should get you there.
It did.
When I heard it was on, it was extremely exciting.
Lowell resident Nancy Crocker says people here need the 4th of July celebration.
I would think that it would remind them of what they've got versus what they haven't got, even in this economy.
So this weekend, down at the pavilion by the Merrimack River, there's going to be hot dogs and popcorn for sale. The Lowell High School Band is going to play a mix of Broadway tunes and patriotic numbers. And the city is going to burn through $45,000 worth of fireworks in 45 minutes, a blazing reminder for residents who want a better economic outlook that they still live in the land of opportunity. For WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.